This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the 2018 Farm Progress Show, the end of August in Boone, Iowa. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will be along with today's report coming up. Yeah, they'll be going to Boone, Iowa, August 28th, 29th, and 30th. I know it seems like it's early to be talking about the Farm Progress Show, but you know how fast these summers go. We'll zip through June, July, and August, and it'll be Progress Show time. They have the crops planted, and the crops are growing out there. 360 acres of corn put into the ground for the field demonstrations come August. Yes, they'll be rolling those combines through there, at least one company for the brand new combine. They'll be doing the tillage demonstrations, Stover baling demos out there too. And there are the ride and drive opportunities for those of you who want to check out a pickup truck or a tractor. The Farm Progress Show is always that Tuesday through Thursday just ahead of Labor Day. So this year it's August 28th, 29th, and 30th. Get it on your calendar and follow the website, farmprogressshow.com. Now here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. There is one thing for sure you can say about J.B. Pritzker of Chicago, Illinois. He sure believes in himself. Mr. Pritzker is running for Illinois governor and announced that he has put another $25 million of his own money into his campaign. He has now put more than $100 million of his own money into his bid to unseat Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Rauner's got a lot of money, too. He's a former private equity investor. He has raised more than $76 million, and much of that is from his own bank accounts. In Missouri, there's a new governor. His name is Mike Parson. He says he wants to work with the good team of cabinet members selected by former Governor Eric Greitens. Greitens decided to resign on Friday rather than continue fighting possible impeachment and allegations of personal and political misconduct. Parson, who was lieutenant governor, met with the cabinet members yesterday morning and said nice things about them. Near Anderson, Indiana, a father told police his 3-year-old girl had been missing for a couple of hours before he found her. Inside a hot car. The dad says he immediately put her into water and began performing CPR, but it was too late. Police are now looking into how the girl got into the car. We've heard quite a bit about how soybean, wheat, and corn farmers might suffer if the proposed Chinese tariffs stick, but there is one other group of producers who could be in trouble. Wisconsin's ginseng growers. They sell about $1 million worth of ginseng products each year to the Chinese, but if prices go up because of the tariffs, the Chinese may try to find their ginseng elsewhere. Have you ever written an online review? They can get a little sticky. Take the case of a Kansas cattle farmer who says he was telling the truth when he wrote a review about a Branson, Missouri fun park called Bigfoot on the Strip. He wrote, "All in all, a decent experience, but had we paid more than the $10, I would have been disappointed." Back home in Kansas, the cattle farmer said a man identifying himself as an owner of the attraction repeatedly contacted him and his daughter to complain about the review after he posted it on TripAdvisor. So he changed it from 3 stars to 1 star, saying that is an unacceptable business practice, calling somebody to try to get them to change their review. It did not end there. The owner of Bigfoot sued the man, asking the court to order him to remove his reviews, which they call false and defamatory, and they want him to pay at least $25,000 in damages plus attorney's fees. That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.